British Columbia is boosting funding for the Human Rights Tribunal and Community Legal Assistance Society by as much as $4.5 million per year. The province said in a statement earlier this week that the number of cases brought to the tribunal has essentially doubled from 1,460 in 2019 to 3,192 in 2022. It said the new funding will go towards helping the tribunal tackle its increased caseload and allow the legal society to hire more lawyers, legal advocates, and support staff. Joining me now to talk a little bit about the boost in funding for the Human Rights Tribunal is Jeff Mason. He's an employment and human rights lawyer at Miller Thompson LLP. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Jazz.
So walk me through this. For our audience listening, what does the Human Rights Tribunal and the Legal Assistance Society specifically do in regards to people's needs?
So the Human Rights Tribunal, it's an administrative tribunal set up basically to adjudicate claims made under the DC Human Rights Code. So any complaint of discrimination that's made out in BC usually makes its way to the BC Human Rights Tribunal. Their role basically is to try to help provide pro bono assistance and legal services to complainants, including individuals going through the tribunal's processes.
Why do we need a human rights tribunal? We have a criminal code, we have a charter of rights, we have a court system. Why do we need a human rights tribunal?
You know, it's a good question. I mean, I think the main case for why you have a human rights tribunal in the first place is because the types of claims that you see made out under the Human Rights Code are really specialized claims. They require sort of a specialized level of knowledge for adjudicators to see and decide these cases. There's also sort of a different mandate that you see through the tribunal than through courts. So the part of the mandate under the Human Rights Code is to be educational, to not necessarily penalize people who unwittingly discriminate against others, but to, you know, nonetheless still remedy those. So these administrative tribunals like the Human Rights Tribunal are really set up to be sort of specialized bodies to just deal with a specialized set of complaints. The idea too is that when you have a specialized body like that, it can allow those complaints to be heard more efficiently, which obviously, as we're seeing, is not always the case.
Why has it gotten so bad for the tribunal itself in regards to just the amount of cases that have grown? And like I said, it's doubled from 2019 to 2022. Is it just about the dollars, or is it a case of people believing that they have a case that they feel that they need to use the tribunal?
Yeah, so this is certainly something that I don't think has one single cause or explanation. There's a number of different factors at play here. You know, a lot of people have pointed to an increased awareness of the Human Rights Tribunal and discrimination generally. I think there's some truth to that. You know, I don't think that you can ignore the correlation between the reintroduction of the BC Human Rights Commission in 2019, whose mandate is in part to help educate individuals and organizations on the Human Rights Code and the Human Rights Tribunal. Certainly that's, you know, at play here, but I don't think you can also ignore some of the other significant developments over the last couple of years. I think, you know, as we've talked about a lot in the past, through COVID, you know, traditional employment norms have been challenged left, right, and center. I think part and parcel with that might be employees being, you know, perhaps more comfortable with bringing a complaint against their employers. Mm-hmm. I think the increase in layoffs and terminations that we saw through COVID is a factor. You can't forget, obviously, the number of COVID restriction cases that were brought in front of the tribunal. But the increase from 2019 to 2022, that was about 120% increase. That was just the accepted complaints. And the vast majority of the COVID restriction complaints, those were dismissed outright. So that wouldn't even include a lot of the COVID restriction ones. I think really the biggest factor here is mental health. And whether that's, you know, more an issue of increased mental health issues, in part driven by COVID, or a greater awareness of mental health issues, I think that's really the driving factor. The strongest evidence from that actually comes from the Canadian Human Rights Commission and not the BC Human Rights Tribunal. But at the federal level, just to give you an example, in 2015, I think 25% of the complaints in front of the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal were discrimination complaints on the basis of mental disability. That number held steady up until 2020, it was about 29%. Mm-hmm. In 2021, that jumped to 52%, which is astronomical. So we saw over half of the complaints in front of the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal in 2021 were on the basis of mental disability. Now, that's at the federal level, not the provincial level, but it's telling, I think, because it helps paint a picture of what's happening across Canada. So there's not one single answer, but I think mental health is certainly a really big factor.
Do most provinces have something similar to what BC has in regards to our human rights tribunal?
Yeah, so every jurisdiction in Canada, every province, territory, and at the federal level has a human rights tribunal. I believe BC was the only holdout to not have a BC Human Rights Commission, which is a slightly different body that again was reintroduced in 2019. But you basically see the same sort of administrative structure set up in other provinces in Canada.
Final question: do you think this money is going to be enough, or do you think there'll be greater push for even more, just because of the significant growth? Like you've said, 120% increase in just 3 years. Do you think this is going to be will provide enough resources to deal with the demand that's there, or do you think we'll need more?
Well, it'll certainly help. I mean, obviously the big underlying issue is an increased demand here arising from an increased volume of complaints. So that the more resources that the tribunal has, that's going to help. But, capacity issues certainly existed long before COVID and before we saw this uptick in volume. So it will help, but whether or not it's going to be sufficient enough to address the current delay issues, that remains to be seen. The other factor, too, is we don't know of this $4.5 million that's being invested in this, how much of that is going to be going to the tribunal specifically. So we'll know in February, once the province's budget is released, how much is going to go to the tribunal. But the jury's certainly still out on as to whether this is going to be enough.
Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.